Get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis. Hey, we want to let you know right now that we will be on Facebook during the show here, so you could... If when I'm talking and you don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about,
or you just don't want to hear it and tell him shut up, go ahead and say it.
And I will be there.
He won't do it.
I'll be there so you can bitch at me in live.
And it's just a family meeting on Facebook. Go there, like us, and tell us to shut the hell up if you don't like what we're saying, or chime in on any of the subjects that we're talking about.
What the hell was that? That was our producer. So go ahead and tell us that she sucks too.
There you go. We're going. Man, I'm just having a difficult time talking.
We are going to go ahead.
Nice. We're going to kick things off tonight.
So PC.
With a world.
Is retarded the bad word these days?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it? Mentally challenged? Is that the bad word too?
Mentally challenged, I believe. It's funny because I know a lot of handicapped, mentally challenged people, and they would much rather be called retarded.
They're not in this room right now.
Yeah, they're not in this room. They would much rather be called retarded than mentally challenged.
You hear the guy that got arrested for saying cripple?
Yep.
The girl down.
I did not hear that story.
There was a comedian that was, she's crippled, and she's in L.A. and she's doing a show, and so he's passing out flyers, come laugh at a crippled girl. And the cops came up. Somebody called the cops, and he got arrested for saying, come out of a crippled girl.
But after he would say that, she would come up and like tell a joke to them and talk to them. So she was in on it. It was her plan.
I would imagine, yeah. She probably uses that as her promotion.
Yeah,
but him saying the word crippled, he got arrested for it.
That's ridiculous. People need to rethink this whole politically correct thing because it's just bullshit.
But yes, John, retarded has been a bad word for quite some time now. The correct word changes a lot, but retarded.
I know all those crippled, retarded people. They all want to be called something else. So I'll be on Facebook.
And that is John Curtis. All right, we're going to kick things off tonight with an NWCZ radio premiere. It's the White City Graves with Stalker right here on the Family Meeting.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was White City Graves with Stalker. Keep an eye out. Those guys are going to be starting a Kickstarter for raising money for their new CD. That is one of the new tracks that will be on the CD once they get that going. Wow, nothing like just bam, just smacking you in the face with some weird-ass bass.
It was almost a Kickstarter. Did you ever see the show? It's a space nerdy little show. Probably be good for your little Geek Street Radio. You're starting up here soon. It's called L5.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You had to get onto a website and donate money. And once they had enough to make the first episode, they made the first episode. Which I think they profited from what I saw. But at the same time, you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch episode 2 if they ever release one. It's kind of like a... You can't see it on TV. You have to download it from a torrent site. It's like a pro torrent. Like, that's the only place you can get it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of it. Huh.
Look it up. Google L5.
L5? Is it like a Stargate type show?
I don't know. Right now, it seems like almost like Planet of the Apes. Because they there's no apes in it. It's like Planet of the Apes, except it's like Planet of the Apes, but there's no apes. And like... The first episode, I don't know, I was really drunk when I watched it, but they...
Surprise, surprise.
Like, they were in space, and their ship broke down, and they were trying to fix it, and they were coming back to Earth, and it was a different year. So, yeah, it's nerdy as shit like that, so...
And that does sound kind of like the whole premise of Planet of the
Apes.
Exactly,
but they haven't reached Earth yet, so there might be apes down there. I don't know. They're still floating around.
That is some cheap-ass shit if they just stole the entire premise of another show, got everybody to donate money so they could make this show.
And didn't even finish it.
Like,
you watched it. You know enough about it that you should know if they even landed on the Earth or not.
They haven't yet, no. When they do, it's going to be Planet of the Chimpanzees. It's going to be Planet of the Turtles. Like, it's a complete, just a complete ripoff.
Bunch of guys looking for
maybe
a bathroom.
Maybe they'll mix Planet of the Apes and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something.
Now you're coming up with a concept.
We need to run with that. That would be freaking awesome. All right. I did want to mention that because we always talk about this being internet radio. Sometimes people are like, well, yeah, but I can't listen when I'm on the go. There's actually an app for your phone called TuneIn Radio where you can download that and listen to us on your phones.
Although we don't get credit for it, so if you can, listen to it online.
Well, the numbers, I don't care what the numbers show as long as people are listening. I mean, if somebody's out and about and they want to listen on their phone, go for it. I don't expect people to carry their goddamn laptops around with them everywhere trying to find Wi-Fi to listen to our show.
Just follow a homeless person.
Did you hear at South by Southwest they had homeless hotspots?
I heard about that.
They had the homeless people with little internet hotspot things on them, and they had t-shirts that said, I am a Wi-Fi hotspot. And then you could donate to that homeless person if you wanted to for them providing the service.
I think what it was is they said, I am a Wi-Fi hotspot to a homeless dude. And then you give him money and he gives you a password. You can log on to his hotspot. You make money on his hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah, that way he's getting credit for it and it's actually...
But I don't know where these homeless people are because, like, in Seattle... Like, you give the guy $5 for his password, and he'd be like, blah, 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 blah. He'd be like, no, what's that password? Blah, 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 blah. No, I can't understand your password.
That's why he handed you a card with the password on it, because it was pre-written.
Obviously, you don't hang out with a lot of homeless people.
I'm not spending a lot of time downtown rolling with the homeless people.
Normally, what we do, well, I mean, I haven't gone down to Seattle in a long time.
I was wondering where that was going to go to, Jason. Jason had a look of, like, what is he talking about?
Well, we used to go kick it down there quite a bit, but... First Avenue there?
Yeah, the Mission. The Union Gospel Mission.
Not the Mission. The where the bars are at. That's where we used to go. Oh. Damn. Yeah, we used to kick it the Mission tough, man.
Well, you're talking about hanging out with homeless people.
Homeless people are all over around the city of Seattle. I don't know if you noticed or not. And so before we'd go pay like $12 for these drinks, we'd go buy a couple 40s at 2-11 at the Safeway.
That's how you prime the complex.
Yeah, and then you're out back in the alleyway, and obviously you're kicking
like
it with some homeless people.
I don't like where this is going.
Obviously you're kicking it with some homeless people, and I think one of my friends pissed on a homeless man one time on accident because he was just pissing on some garbage, but there's a dude sleeping in there. That man wasn't as friendly as the rest of the homeless people that we met. That man was a little angry.
At no time should any story that you're telling end with, yeah, I think a buddy of mine pissed on a homeless guy. That just should not happen.
I don't know. A sack of trash. That's not any better.
I mean, obviously, I have better stories than you, because that's how I want my stories to end. That is a good story.
Unless you're that homeless guy.
He can't hear this anyway.
Yeah, and when he tells a story.
Well, if he's a hot spot, he can't.
When he tells a story, it's just. Pee on me. Somebody thought he was singing an R. Kelly song.
Oh, man. I did also want to mention that some of the other shows that are popping up on the station, you need to definitely check out, like the Mighty Mouth Blues on Monday nights. A couple weeks ago, I got to hang out with those guys. Those guys are freaking awesome. Just awesome guys, and their show that they're putting out there, sound quality-wise, and the music that they're playing is just awesome. And that's Monday nights from, I want to say, 8 to 11. They're on after Big D and the Kingfish. And Jay Random kicks off that whole set of music. You just, I swear to God, you're almost like a blimp. There's no way to say this politely. You're almost like a blimp.
You're a fat motherfucker too, you know?
You
can't be telling no fat jokes around here, Jason.
The other day, we were at a station meeting, and I sat down on the love seat, and I said, I'll just take this chair right here. As soon as I said it, it dawned on me that...
Keep telling your story. She's holding God. Up. You can read it anytime.
So I sit down in this love seat, and I say, I'll take this chair right here, and it dawned on me that my fat ass just called the love seat a chair. Like... And then John squeezed in next to me, and I ain't never been that close to another dude in my life. But the two of us on this love seat, we were just putting that sumbitch to the test.
I felt like the commercial for the couch savers or whatever. They're like, these two sumo wrestlers could sit on this couch.
Which, that thing's a lie, because I bought that crap, and they just snapped.
Damn. You broke the couch savers?
We have those too, but they didn't snap in half.
No, they didn't break, but they end up...
Oh, quit lying, you fat motherfucker. They broke in half. Now you're trying to pull yourself back out of it. You already told us you broke them.
No, the ends of them just chipped off from the wood on the couch, but they don't...
You hear this shit, Krista? You hear him trying to backpedal out of this story?
Well, you guys said yourselves that they don't work.
That's because the cushions slide off of them.
They do that, too. That's irritating. You go to stand up, and the cushion slides out from underneath you.
Well, if you glued some Velcro straps on the top and the bottom, like a sandwich that goes, holds that shit together.
Buy a new freaking couch. You can do all that.
Because my couches were $1,800. Those couch savers were $19.99, and you got two of them.
But I'm not going all arts and crafts on this shit and putting Velcro on the top and the bottom of it. Okay, my brain wasn't wrapping around what you were trying to say there. I was thinking you were trying to put Velcro on the top and the bottom of your cushion. And I'm thinking that's just going to look ridiculous when you got Velcro on the top.
Velcro...
Did you seriously think that, Jason? I would not tell people that. Okay?
And then put a Velcro strip on your ass crack and you can just walk around with a cushion?
Yeah.
Ready?
We're talking. We need to run with that
A cushion
one.
At ready, so whenever you want to sit down, there's a cushion there?
I'm a lazy son of a bitch, man. I want a cushion on my butt.
I was at mom and dad's house last week, right? And I have these jeans that have pockets on the back and there's a button. And the button got stuck.
Krista had a cushion on her asshole.
The button got like hooked around they got like little loops of string on the edge of their cushions, you know? And so the cushion like looped around my pants pocket and I had a cushion hanging off my ass. And I was like, I feel something back there. I thought it was a dog jumping on me. I look behind me. There's no dog. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, there's a cushion hanging off my ass. I'm like, how come none of you people over there told me I had a cushion hanging off my ass?
At least we're in public with a shirt wearing on backwards, you rotten bastard people.
It wasn't backwards. It was inside out, John.
Or walking around with toilet paper hanging out of your pants or something.
I saw that happen at the bowling alley. This girl had one of those ass gaskets hanging out of her pants. And she came out of the bathroom, and nobody told her she went to bowl.
That is some
at
asshole.
The lane, and everybody in the place is cracking up laughing.
There's 30 lanes of people laughing at this lady, and her boyfriend's laughing the hardest. He's pointing out to people and shit. Oh, she was mad.
That guy slept on a couch that night, I can guarantee you.
Probably a lot of nights.
I also want to mention, coming up on August 4th, the Birch Bay Music Festival. It's sponsored by...
Oh, not this shit again. We just did this 3 weeks ago where you had no idea what you're talking about.
That's because she holds up signs that
it's
I can't.
It's at birchbaymusicfestival.com.
.org. Go look it up. .org is where all the information is. And if I'm not mistaken, Becca's going to be performing at that as well.
Oh my gosh, she has a little 1 foot mic stand on her desk right now.
It's a table mic.
Yeah. Okay, if you're going to say it, say it.
Birchbaymusicfestival.com.
I was right.
How come it says .org up on the up on the board?
I have no idea.
You wrote that shit.
That says .com.
The top one. To-do list. Birchbaymusicfestival.org, August 4th. So it's .com. Birchbaymusicfestival.com. It's for WeSnip.
.org.
.org. Okay, that's probably where the .org came in. And you're performing at that, right?
Yes.
Okay, now turn your goddamn mic off. All right.
Okay, that the conversation just irritated the shit out of me. It's like today, not today, it was sometime this week, Dad asked me to help him with something like computer. And I said, listen here, you came and hang your fucking phone up. I'm not going to teach you something about a computer, okay? Like, you haven't even got the end call, press the button yet. I'm not going on this endeavor of teaching you how to download Google AVIs or anything.
You did teach him though. I saw him successfully end a phone call this week.
Yes, he's learning. But sometimes it's like he just goes full retard. He's like, John, how do I press this button? And I'm like, and just press the button, Dad. Finger to red thing.
You could use that so many times in life. Just finger to red thing.
Well, willy.
Speaking
you don't want
of that,
your finger on Little Willie's red thing.
Speaking of like pet peeves and things of that nature, I actually got stood up by a friend last week, and it irritated the shit out of me. And I realized exactly how pissed I get when somebody stands you up when you make plans to meet at a bar or meet somewhere, and they just don't show, don't send any. In this age of technology, there is no reason.
This is a sad conversation.
It is.
To be a pet peeve, obviously, this happened a lot in his life, Crystal.
I've been stood up a whole lot of times, but...
That shit don't happen to me. I'll burn your motherfucking house down.
That's why people don't tell you where they live. But in this age and technology, there is no reason to not notify somebody that you're not going to be able to show up.
And yes, he's talking to you.
Yeah, you know who the hell you are.
You dirty son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no text message, no phone call. I mean, I got instant messenger for Facebook on my goddamn phone. There's no reason why somebody can't let you know that they're not going to be there. And that just, when you said that your big pet peeve was that conversation kind of stuff, the kind of stuff that happened in that conversation that just clicked in my head, and it got me all angry again. I was just getting pissed.
Maybe. Yes, people, he does seem as angry as he sounds.
We're so bringing up all these old emotions, Chris. I feel like he should be on that long couch right now. So how did that make you feel?
People always ask us what this show is about. And that's basically what it is. It's just airing our dirty laundry for an hour a week. I mean, that's what we do. We come on here and we bitch about shit that's going on in our lives and how people have pissed us off during the week or how we've pissed each other off.
On the way here, me and Chris were playing a game in the car. It was, are they 100?
I was not involved in this.
It was, are they Asian or are they 100?
I won. They were 100.
I got stuck behind a Toyota Prius in the carpool lane on the way here. And I was so frustrated because now I know that the optimal gas mileage for that vehicle is when it's driving about 57 miles an hour. Because that's how fast they were driving. And I was so pissed. I don't even think. I think the whole carpool lane should be a no Prius zone.
But then we get a little further down the freeway, and the Prius passed someone, and I said, "How embarrassed is that person to get passed by a Prius?"
I used to carpool with somebody
when we were playing 100 versus are they Asian or are they 100. I was thinking, and I was like, "Okay, so we're obviously not talking about like the, you know, the Fast and the Furious Asians, right? We're talking about the old ones." So actually the game is kind of retarded because we're talking about old Asians or old other old Asians or old others, but the Asians just got that big stereotype, they're horrible drivers. It just,
yeah,
that just pops in your mind.
And then old people, everybody knows some old people that can't drive. So
I was so pissed. There was a dude was like 97 getting his renew his license like a month ago when I was in there renewing mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, I better make a phone call just give this guy some time to get the hell out of here.
Well, it always cracks me up because I've always thought that if you're old enough to remember when there weren't cars, you shouldn't be able to drive one anymore. And as the years pass on, that group of people gets smaller and smaller. But if that dude was pushing 97, he probably does remember when there weren't freaking cars.
I think it was like 1906 or something, but yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't real widespread.
What, did you card the guy? How close were you? Because when I've been to the Department of Licensing, I got to sit back in this chair for like 2 hours and wait.
Well, they said like, number 273. And it took
that's
the guy
his
like...
age, you know? That's the number he pulled when he walked in.
I gave him 1 minute for... I gave him 1 year for every minute it took him to get to the counter.
It took him 97 minutes to walk to the counter?
Have you been to the Department of Licensing and Federal Way?
It seemed like it. It seemed like it. Dude was old. I think he was actually like... No, I don't know. From the conversation, I think he was actually like getting his license back. Like...
After he'd lost it, like driving into a building or something?
I got hit head on by an old man one time, and he didn't even know what happened afterwards. He was not injured, just so everyone knows, no injuries. He was just standing there like, what's everybody making such a big fuss about? I'm like stuck in the middle of the road.
He's like, oh my God, somebody hit somebody. Look at these two cars. I used to have a car just like that.
And he was old to the point where he didn't have eyelashes anymore. He was like.
Oh, at what age do you lose your eyelashes? Becca, look that up.
I don't think there's actually an age.
But I thought that man probably should not have his license anymore.
Well, no, not if he drove into you head on and then said, why is everybody, what's all the commotion about?
I'm waiting to go renew my license next year and have him go, all right, sir, come and bend in. How many eyelashes do you have?
They're going to start plucking and counting.
The dump changed what the dump does. Remember the dump put those chains up because mom fell in the dump a long time ago?
She loves that story.
remember when mom
we
Jill
love that story.
Remember when mom Jill... She fell in the dump, and so she fell in the dump, and they put those chains up. Well, now the dump, the actual dump that she fell in, they now they just have you dump your shit on the ground.
They made a big building.
Just an empty building. You dump all your shit on the ground, a big pile, and they come scoop it up with a backhoe and take it away.
Really?
So they're trying to get you closer to the ground. Maybe somebody else fell in the dump.
That could be. Maybe somebody went over the chains. Now that
maybe we inspired somebody, and they were like.
They're like, I can top that.
You think they holler Jill on the way down? They're like, Jill Curtis! As a tribute.
Wow.
The tribute cry at the dump.
Got nothing.
Mom's going to hit us next time she sees us.
I'm not going
to
be able to go.
All you work with her, all of you that work with her that listen, there's a bunch of them out there. Just send her a little email. And
she loves it when she gets emails the day after the show airs.
You guys are so rude. All right. Well,
her email is, I'm just kidding.
All right, let's get back into the music. We've got Throw a Revolution right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Throw a Revo in the front room, throw it on the street, throw it in the stairwell, throw it in bare feet, throw it in soul's meat. Come on, baby, let's dance. Throw a revolution, you and me. Oh, baby, let's dance. Get the room moving to the beat. Oh, baby, let's dance.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Throw a Revolution.
Now, we don't have any news. We're going to talk about, I have, what were they thinking? It's 18 useless inventions.
18 useless inventions!
Clearly the boys are behind this one. Okay. The first one was a Rejuvenique facial toning mask, which most of you don't know because we don't have a lot of old ladies listening to the show. But it's basically,
actually,
it's a mask that you were supposed to put
on
your face. But it looked like a hockey mask from Friday the 13th, and you put it on there, and it makes your skin, like, rejuvenates your skin.
I just clicked what he said.
I was trying to just keep going past what he said.
Anytime I make an Urban Dictionary reference, you guys just skip on over it. I don't know why.
All right, number two is... Number two is sauna pants, and this is like shorts that you put on, and it was supposed to...
I wear those all the time.
It was supposed to, like, they get all hot and everything so that you lose weight because, you know, that's what...
Jason's just looking at it, shaking his head, yeah, you put them on, they get hot, yeah, yeah.
I called them pants. He's like, I end up with swamp ass all the time.
He looked like a puppy. He was like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, you put them on, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They get hot, yeah.
But then they say they're not good because, you know, you're supposed to... keep your balls cool. Because
you don't
so
want your balls and your asshole sweaty? Yeah, yeah, you don't want... Yeah, that's usually the goal, to keep your balls and asshole from getting sweaty.
So that's number two. Number three.
I saw that when we were going through the list there, and that was the first thing I thought is it's like, man, I know it pisses me off when I do end up with swamp ass. I can't imagine buying a product that is intentionally going to do that to me.
Well, it's supposed to help you lose weight. I don't know why you'd only want to lose weight on your top of your thighs.
I want my nuts smaller.
My nuts are way too big right now. I need to get
maybe
these.
Maybe that dude with the 100-pound nuts should get one of those.
You'd need a pair of sauna pants.
So number three is the shake weight. Enough said.
Yeah, right? no joke
if
necessary.
If South Park made fun of it, I think you pretty much know you got a BS product out there. And there's a bedside gun holster.
Who doesn't need one of those?
You like bolt it to the side of your nightstand or your bed, and then you got your gun at the ready in the middle of the night.
I just keep mine under my pillow.
Don't ever piss off anybody you sleep with, because that's just...
The next one is a cat toilet training kit.
Those have been around for years.
Yeah, and I don't think they really work.
Cats are such worthless creatures.
I love how
creatures.
You look at my cat while you're saying that.
Cats, as your cat is just spinning around in circles, sleeping on the couch, and licking his balls. Or is that a girl cat?
It's a boy cat. His name is Wally, John.
Yeah, he's kind of a eunuch at this point. But
I've never really cared to know what the cat's name was because I hate cats. That should be the number one useless product is a cat.
They're not products. They're animals.
You buy them, don't you? You can, right?
I'm afraid to make any comment because I don't know where you're going to go with that.
Oh, I mean, I get it. I wasn't talking about buying them at Ching Chong's Kung Fu restaurant.
Number
I was
six
talking
is
about
the Ronco colored hair thickening spray.
What was that? One more time without laughing.
I was talking about just purchasing like an expensive cat.
I didn't
Jason.
Say it loud enough. Okay, number six is a Ronco colored hair thickening spray. Now, when I was in middle school, we had a PE teacher who used this, and it wasn't even the same color as his hair.
I already cussed him out, I think, on the air.
So that's clearly a useless product, because it doesn't even look like hair.
Yeah, he had black hair, and he had brown spray. It didn't work.
I never understood the whole hair in a can thing. I saw that when that first came out, and that was pretty ridiculous.
The next one is foot underwear, which they showed a picture. And
socks?
it's like a little nylon.
That's what I thought.
But it only covers like from your toes to your arch.
Yeah, and it like goes between your toes. And it doesn't even cover your toes.
So it's like a foot G-string?
Yeah, basically. It's like toe floss.
And I think it's for women who wear heels. They showed it on a lady. And
because ain't no dude going to wear that shit.
Yeah. So I don't think it's useful or anything, but I don't wear heels that much. So I don't know. But anyway, the next one is a 2001 Pontiac Aztec.
What's funny is when that car first came out, I actually wanted one.
I bet you did.
And then I realized exactly how ugly them things were. Because it had a tent that popped out of the bag.
Stop, and stop, it, stop, okay, it, stop, it, stop it.
Yeah, just don't. Tell us again, how cool was it, Jason? The Pontiac Aztec.
I feel like we're in the middle of I Love the 90s.
The next thing is a hot dog toaster, which toasts the buns, and then it's got a little slot to put the hot dog.
A little slot to put the hot dog.
I think this thing probably looked fairly pornographic when the hot dog would pop up.
So it has a hot dog toaster and a glory hole.
Because boiling water is so much trouble.
Yeah. We're throwing it in the microwave.
Oh, man. What's this hole in your toaster? I don't know. It gets warm when you push this button.
Don't mind me. I'll be at the fridge. I'll be at the fridge getting some ice.
Next in
line
here.
That would hurt like hell, dude.
Cooking your penis? Yeah. Yes. I think it would.
You think? Jeez. Next, we have a wine glass holder necklace, which is a necklace that will
I've
hold
seen
your
this.
Wine
I've
glass
seen this.
For the wino on the go.
Yeah, it's kind of like the beer holders you can put in your pocket, like their little holsters.
Wouldn't it just be easier to buy one of those boxes of wine with the tap on it and just take
and just hold up above your head?
Yeah.
Well, just walk around like a boom box. I love the 80s.
I think that might be a little better than carrying a wine glass around your neck.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was like an open wine glass. So if you stumble, which after a couple of glasses of wine is quite possible, that's just going to spill everywhere.
If you stumble and you're holding it, it's going to spill too. Although,
I know some people drink wine a lot more than others, but I only picture people drinking wine in like a social setting.
Not where
not
you
like
need a goddamn necklace?
Not while you are, yeah, doing things that you need your hands for.
They don't need the necklace to do construction. They need the necklace so they can talk to people so they're not holding a glass of wine.
Talk with your mouth, not with your hands. Oh, speaking
Do you know our mother?
I almost did the dumbest thing last week, you guys. I had a cup in my hand with ice and Diet Coke in it, and then I was going through my purse looking for something, and I felt like that joke, like when you ask an idiot what time it is, and they dump their drink on their hand, check their watch, because I almost dumped a whole cup of Diet Coke in my purse.
That would have sucked.
Yeah, it was stupid. Anyway, there's a Sola Feet foot tanner, which is like a little tiny tanning bed on the ground that you put your foot in so your foot's tan. Which if you tan, wouldn't you tan your foot at the same time?
I would think so. Look at me. I'm pasty as hell.
I'm not get it, though. I mean, my feet are white a lot from wearing socks.
And just keep wearing your freaking socks.
Yeah, but when you get butt-ass naked, you want your feet tan.
If you get butt-ass naked, someone's like, ew, look at those feet. I don't think that
that's like
the
ambitious
lady.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if somebody looks at your feet and goes, ooh, look at those feet, they probably didn't want you to get buck-ass naked the first.
It's like women in California getting their buttholes lasered. They
bleached.
Want it.
Bleached.
No.
Lasered is a completely different.
No, bleached is old school. They laser that shit now to get laser butthole cleaner, and then makes it.
If you got stuff caked on there so bad they got to use a goddamn laser, you've got other issues than just
everybody knows
coloring.
The pinker the butthole, the younger the butthole. Everybody knows that. When your butthole starts
getting
brown.
I can honestly say I did not know that.
When your butthole starts getting brown, you're getting up there a little older in age. And
so I can tell people's ID by how many eyelashes they have. John sees how dirty their asshole looks.
But it's not dirty.
You don't get arrested for looking for what you, how you tell.
If you could wipe
age.
It off and make it pink again, you wouldn't need a laser.
Okay, our next useless product is called Mona V. It's basically, they had a drink that was a bunch of crushed berries, and they put it in a bottle that looked like wine, and they said it had miraculous healing powers, but then the FDA came in and said, no. So they don't make that anymore.
Well, fruits and vegetables, they do have healing powers. If you're a hippie.
Next thing is Shape Up sneakers. Everybody knows the sneakers that
we
are
actually know somebody
in.
That we know somebody that had a pair of those, don't we?
I lost 40 pounds Shape Up sneakers, and they're paying me for it. Ain't nobody lost no weight because they bought a shoe.
Well, now
odds are, if you need to lose weight, just buying a shoe not gonna help.
Well, now Skechers is paying out a lot of money because it didn't help what they said it was going to, and so they got sued. So now they're giving people money.
Some fat guy sued him because he didn't lose weight with his sneakers on.
Yeah. Apparently a bunch of them. Like I need to find some.
I need to find a shape up receipt from a couple years ago.
Next on the list is doggy steps. And the person who wrote the list was like, you try to keep your dogs off the furniture. Why do you buy steps?
You're typically, you don't want your pets on your furniture anyways. Why would you buy them steps to get up there?
It kind of depends. Because there's sometimes where the dog has to go somewhere and you don't want them. You don't want to have to pick them up because you don't want to get dog hair all over you.
Yeah, but it's like designed for a couch or a chair. It's not really designed to get
people
up into a
that
truck.
Don't,
it's designed for anything.
People that don't want their animals on their furniture probably shouldn't have animals anyway. Our animals sit on our couch with us. Little Willie, my bed is like 4.5 feet tall, so little Willie can't get up there. So I'll be sleeping, and I'll just hear, and I got Ben down, pick this little fucker up, throw him on the bed, he lays down, I go to sleep, he jumps off, he comes back in, I bend down, I pick him up, I put him on the bed, I go to sleep, he jumps off, he comes back. Yeah, if that little motherfucker has some steps, it'd be a lot easier.
But he's thinking that is the funnest goddamn game he's ever played. That's better than fetch for that dog.
So that is something that I think actually, in the right situation, is a useful product. I personally believe that. The next thing on the list is a 1970 Gremlin.
That's kind of right up there with the 2001 Pontiac Aztec.
The Aztec's worse than the Gremlin. The Gremlin had uses and got people around.
According to this list writer or whatever on MSN Money is where I got this list. They said that the Gremlin was put together cheap, so there was just tons of repair bills.
No. The Gremlin wasn't a high quality machine.
Imagine that.
You're gonna name your car after something that falls apart and then be surprised.
Next on the list is the AirCut vacuum hair cutter, aka Flo-Bee. The Flo-Bee.
The Flo-Bee.
Has anybody used a Flo-Bee here?
No. I've seen one.
We in this family have had a lot of purchased off TV as selling on TV products, and we've never had a Flo-Bee. Yeah, that says something about the Flo-Bee.
One of my coworkers has one because he's got like 5 little boys, and he tried to save some money on some haircuts, so he bought a Flo-Bee. And we were talking to another one of our coworkers, and he had never even heard of a Flo-Bee.
What?
Yeah. Which that blew me away because I thought everybody knew what a damn Flo-Bee was.
And the next thing on the list is this Slanket Siamese, which is basically a Snuggie for two. Which I have a Snuggie that I will use in the wintertime because we keep our house cold. But if there's two people under it, that takes the fun out of being under a blanket.
Can you really say you keep your house cold when you're just too broke to turn on the heat?
It's on a little bit.
Mother Nature keeps your house cold.
The house's ambient temperature is 55 degrees, and we heat it up to 62.
Yeah, dead of winter, our house will not go under 55.5 degrees. That's just the way it likes to be. It was like 20 degrees outside, and the power went out, and we came back 4 days later, and it was still 55.5 degrees.
Really?
So we keep it at 62.5.
Nice. Yeah, because we lost power for a couple of days here during the winter, and it got cold as shit in this house.
The last item on my list here, which is, I think, the worst thing that I've ever seen before, is a rock, paper, scissors card game. For those who are too lazy to rock, paper, scissors with their own hands.
Yeah. Just for fun, I
takes all the guesswork out of it when you have a card.
Just for fun, I created a rock, paper, scissors video game. If that's not boring.
Well, that almost, I can almost understand that. Somebody, because if you don't have somebody to play rock, paper, scissors, if you ain't
got
no friend.
Pathetic. You need to go make a friend. Go to the grocery store. Somebody there with rock, paper,
scissors.
Have you
ever walked into a random person and tried to play rock? They locked your ass up.
You might have to start a conversation first before you just start pounding your fist at people.
You know there's a RPS championship?
Yes.
Like $10,000 sponsored by Bud Light.
All right.
It would have to be by Bud Light. I bet you 90% of the rock, paper, scissors played out there is played in bars.
I played rock, paper,
scissors
at school.
That's how we decide most important decisions in bars.
Yeah.
We rock, paper, scissors in school to see who was going to be what group. I won, bitches. Some RPS championship.
All right. All right. That was the 18 useless inventions. Is that what that was?
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking inventions? We're going to go ahead and get back into the music with Portrait of Poverty with Smoke and Resin right here on the Family Meeting on NWCBRadio.com.
Smoking Resin!
This is Mike Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Thank you. please go. These cookie cutter drag homes are getting old, and I don't even recognize this citrus town anymore. So grandpa, tell me, where did all your old girls go? On top of Blueberry Hill, sitting with my brother Graham, wishing times could chill. As we look to the west, made all our mess. And then a bell rung through the wind, and we'll all run home to see what's cooking. It's the same old fish, the old carpet. Where did all the old trees go? Drag holes are getting old, and I don't even recognize this citrus town anymore. So grandpa, tell me, where did it go?
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Adam Lee Cogswell with Shiners.
You need to clear your throat a little bit?
I do. I got a little froggy in there.
Here's a random voicemail I received the other day.
Hey, John. We're going to leave the premises to go take a shit. So, wondering if you need to go take a shit break. Okay, bye.
I've never had anybody ask me if I needed to join them to take a shit break.
That's kind of like girls go to the bathroom together. People like taking a shit with me. I don't know. I guess I'm entertaining.
He needs to put that on a business card.
What kind of person are you going to hand that card to?
John Curtis, computer programmer and professional shit buddy.
So fun, you'll want to shit with him.
Oh, man.
You never got a voicemail like that?
No, I've never. I've gotten a lot of crazy voicemails, but I've never got anything that quite matched up with somebody asked me to go take a shit with them.
They were looking out for my best interest.
That's the beauty of it. Is it, like, they thought they knew. I bet you John needs to take a crap right now.
I wonder
how John's bowel is feeling at the moment.
Sometimes you gotta let your people know about your schedule so they can help
Jason,
you out.
Maybe you just never had friends that good before. You gotta be good friends with someone for them to be on your schedule.
I need to eat more bran, apparently.
Like, I saw John about a half hour ago taking a nap, so he has to be taking a shit sometime soon.
Some women sync up their periods. Some people sync up other things with John.
Ring, ring, what you doing? I'm taking a shit. You know what I'm doing. What are you doing? I'm taking a shit. That's right.
I got nothing. There's nowhere to go with that conversation that I think will be, I was going to say fruitful.
Are you trying to say this conversation's going nowhere?
It's going down the toilet.
That's just rude.
Going down the toilet. You made a Becca joke.
That's right, Becca. That means it's not funny.
Oh. I tell funny jokes.
I did not mean it wasn't funny. I meant it was like short and witful. Just
you are kissing ass because she's gonna make you sound bad.
Hey, the when they got assaulted, I thought that was a good joke. Assault and buttered.
Assault and buttery.
I do like a good pun.
No, you just like a pun. There's nothing good about most of them.
No, there are terrible puns.
Huh?
Nothing.
Wait. Don't be mean to him.
He's my fucking brother. Be mean to him if I want to.
Becca's trying to stand up for her man, and she can't even see over the table to say it.
You better stand up when you're talking to me. Oh, she is. Damn.
All right.
Damn, I could be mean to him. I could be mean to you, too.
Exactly.
When
you're listening to us, make sure you like us on Facebook, and we will we can communicate back and forth together. One of us will be on there. talking to people on the on Facebook.
I'm always on my
on
computer.
The Facebook. God damn, I feel old.
You sound old.
I know, right?
Well, you just call it the Facebook. That's like it was supposed to be.
I think that was a better name.
The Facebook?
The Facebook.
The Black Book?
The MySpace?
Was it called the
MySpace? The Nerds and Losers? What's wrong with you two?
Does anybody even go to MySpace anymore?
I went there like 2 months ago to see if it still existed, and it did. Actually, that singer-comedian, he just, I'm an everyday normal guy. You ever heard that song? I'm an everyday normal guy.
No.
I think it's I'm a fucking everyday normal guy.
Nice.
And then he made a remix or a part two. They're not as good as the Dick in a Box, but they're pretty good.
Well, it'd have to be pretty amazing to beat a Dick in a Box.
Yeah, that was it.
All right. So, like I said, like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Mine is Jason Curtis 925.
John Curtis 316.
And Krista Curtis 1, C H R I S T A.
And I want to say, make sure you don't blow off any appendages tomorrow, because tomorrow is the 4th of July.
We've had that happen
before.
You
couldn't just say fingers.
You might blow
off.
What
do you think people are lighting these things with?
I've seen some crazy shit.
Remember, I was in your backyard. My girlfriend was in the house with you. I held up a festival ball in the tube, and when it went off, it blew the bottom of the tube off. So I looked down. There's a festival ball between my legs, and then the sparks.
Is that what you call it now?
The sparks shot. I dove like I was in Saving Private Ryan, and the thing exploded. And
that's because you're stupid. You're supposed to set those on the ground.
And the ground was tilted, so it would have tipped over.
Also, it made more sense to hold the son of a bitch than find some place that was flat.
It sure did. And then it exploded. Everybody in the house thought I was dead. They all came running out. Fun times, fun times.
Good times, good
times. 2 years ago, I was 29.
All right, keep listening. The Aquarium's coming up next with Kingfish and Big Mike, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone with Chance Pittenger. We will talk to you guys again next Tuesday.
In my headphones.
I keep my eyes on the river to watch for souls floating down. There's too much fighting upstream. There's no safe place around. I keep my heart in the country and my soul in the sky. It was more than a bad dream. Feels like it's my turn to die. It's a long way down. It's a long way down. I'm growing tired of hiding. Load my guns and head to town. I wish I had some fresh water to wash this whiskey down. I can't decide if I should run or hide. No matter which way I go, it's a long way down. It's a long way down. Yeah, it's a long way down. It's a long way down. There are not far behind me now. I feel a gun on my shoulder.
it's a long way down.